Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's wake up.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
It's just a great way to start a day.
On Mix 94.1.
It's been an emotional week in my house. I mean, I can cry at the drop of a hat. I really can. I can be an emotional person. There's certain things that set me off. So it's not a big shocker when I shed a tear or two, but it is a shocker when my husband does it. He is not the type of person to cry. And in the last 2 weeks, he has cried three times.
Oh, can we guess?
Three times. Okay, yes. Take a guess. And what is it that will make you cry no matter what? Maybe it's hearing a certain song. Maybe it's the mere mention of this. So what is it that makes you absolutely emotional? This. Now, I will tell you, when I say three times, two of the things were the same thing. So it's really two incidents.
Oh.
And then, but three.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So what do you got?
When you put that fruit down on your new kitchen countertops and you picked up the fruit and the blueberries that leaked in and stained everything, he cried when he saw it.
No, and I then, did though.
And then he cried tears of joy when he got it out the following morning.
Oh man, that's great.
It is out.
No, I cried in both those instances.
Not that was
him.
Not it?
Not him though. Not him.
Well, for me, the obvious is going to be your daughter, Sophie, graduating. I mean, what an emotional moment for you guys. It has to be one of them.
Yeah, it definitely was. And we were talking about it because he actually moved seats because where we were seated at the graduation, we were kind of on the opposite side that she was. So he goes, I'm going to go on the other side so I can get pictures. So he actually left and he sat by himself just so he had a direct view of her and he took pictures. And he said to me yesterday, man, the second I heard that music play and I looked at her standing there, I lost it. And he goes, I'm so glad I wasn't with you guys because I started crying. And I was like, oh, I go like full on bawling. He goes, well, no, but tears were streaming down my face. And I was just like, this pomp and circumstance, this music, that will make me. I started crying when I heard it. I just and they started walking in and. You know, she was carrying this flag for her class and I was just like, I lost it, but I never thought he would lose it. And he did. He confessed to me.
I got choked up when I saw her walk out holding that thing.
Oh.
It was a very emotional thing, but I said, what if Matt was just weeping over the top?
I know. Unlike him. He does not show emotion very often. So that was one of the times. What was the two other times? And the two other times are the same thing, just at two different moments.
Okay, then can I stick with the graduation theme?
Sure.
She didn't graduate, but Brooklyn wrapping up school yesterday, that must be always emotional, especially if you take the pictures on day one of school and then take the pictures at the last day of school and see how much your child has grown over the past year. So I'm going to say graduation for Sophie, which is the given. And that second one is tied into a graduation finishing school, Brooklyn wrapping up classes.
No, I think he's happy because he doesn't have to get up and take her to school anymore for the summer. I think he was like, woohoo!
What else did Matt cry? Two other times?
Yeah, but they were the same thing.
Your entire family was there. Your mom,
they just
your
got
brothers.
Here.
That was it. The whole family was together. Matt got emotional over that.
No, the answer is when he saw Top Gun Maverick. Which he saw twice in the past week. And he said that he cried both times, I thought it was sweet and stuff. I didn't cry, though. And I was like, you cried? He goes, yeah, man, I cried. It was good. And so good he went and saw it a second time and he cried again. He loved it.
You know what's emotional? When crying the first time, I get it. Movies can do that too. They can tug at the heartstrings. But when you see it a second time and it gets you again, that's a powerful movie.
He said it was even better the second time. And so I was jealous because I didn't go with him the second time. I was like, oh man, I should have gone. But what is it that is just guaranteed to make you cry? Like you just feel emotions. whether it's a song or movie or whatever, is there something that is just guaranteed to make you cry?
All the time. Military personnel coming home and surprising loved ones
and seeing
each other for after X amount of years or even just a few weeks. Anytime I see that, it always gets me. I love the surprise videos. It could be a kid at school not realizing the man behind the costume is mom or dad. And they take the costume off and the kid just starts bawling with excitement. Also, too, when military personnel come home and they're greeted by their dogs, the dog sees them for the first time and the dog gets super excited. You know, I haven't seen my dog in a year, and the dog recognizes the person. they're in their military fatigues coming home and everything. It's like, oh my gosh.
That is so, so beautiful when that happens. If you don't get teary eyed when that happens, come on. What is wrong with you? On a lighter note, though, whenever they do the reunions on, like, I just finished watching this last season of The Circle, and they play the videos of the family. Like, they've been in seclusion for this whole time, and then they're like, we have videos from your family, and they play the videos, and it's like, oh, I get emotional. Or on Survivor, when the families come out, they're like, your mom is here, and she runs out from behind the bush. She's like, hi, sweetie. And they're like, mom, I start crying when that happens.
But it burns me too, because do they have all the family members there? Because they don't know who's going to win and have the family members show up. Does that mean if you and I are in Survivor and you win the contest and you get to see your husband or whoever, they're there. But since I didn't win, they got Laura behind the bush. Like, you got to go home.
Well,
sorry.
I think what they do is they bring them all out and they're like, whoever wins this next competition gets to see their family.
Mm-hmm.
So we would see you from a distance. But then if you didn't win, then you'd be like, bye, mom, bye. Like, you can't hug her or anything. It's so sad.
It is very sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.